Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And you are listening to another J Top 10 Countdown. Japan Top 10. Today, we are bringing you the September 2021 Artist of the Month episode, which will feature a relatively new artist, Yoasobi. So, without further ado, Haru, why don't we get into introducing our artist for this month?
For those who don't know Yoasobi, also if you love J-pop, you definitely love Yoasobi as well. Yoasobi is a duo consisting of songwriter and producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
That's right. So Yoasobi produces songs with the concept of materializing stories into music, which means many of the songs Yoasobi releases are based on short stories uploaded on monogatari.com. They released their first song in 2019, Yoru ni Kakeru, which became the start of their huge popularity in Japan. And honestly, I'm sure Haru can also attest, I hear them everywhere. Mm-hmm. They are playing constantly.
Yeah, that's right.
So yes, they definitely are hugely popular here, and they currently have 12 singles and one EP called The Book, which was released in January of this year, 2021.
Before forming Yoasobi, Ayase was originally a Vocaloid producer, creating songs primarily using Hatsune Miku, one of the voice banks from the Vocaloid synthesized voice software. He released his first Vocaloid song in 2018 onto Nico Nico and YouTube, so both are video uploading sites, but became popular with his song Last Resort in 2019.
I think it's really interesting. So many producers and musicians now got their start on Vocaloid.
Yeah.
Like Kenshi Yonezu is a very famous example as well. I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... it's very cool to see that the transition from like Nico Nico Vocaloid music into actual careers. So as for the vocalist of the group, Ikura, she was also active as a singer-songwriter and used to be a part of the acoustic session unit Plusonica, but left that unit this year in August. She has released a few albums on her own, and the latest was actually a mini-album in 2019 called Jukebox.
The unit formed after Monogatari, the short story site, reached out to Ayase to create songs based on original stories on their site. They later found Ikura on Instagram when trying to find a vocalist that would best fit their version of their music.
And even more recently, on July 4th, they held a free online concert called Sing Your World on YouTube in collaboration with the clothing brand Uniqlo. Also, along with this collaboration with Uniqlo, they have gone on to release several graphic t-shirts with imagery from Yoasobi songs to be sold in Uniqlo's UT collection, which, for those of you who don't know, is a very, you know, famous t-shirt and clothing collection that often collaborates with artists or, yeah, maybe people who make manga and different brands and things. So it's a very big honor to get that kind of collaboration going. Mm-hmm. So t-shirts have been released in Japan already starting in July and will release online in the US on August 26th.
Yoasobi has also recently broken a record, reaching 600 million replays for their debut song, Yoru ni Kakeru, or Into the Night, on Billboard Japan's streaming song chart, which tallied streaming numbers from various sources including YouTube, Apple Music, Google Play Music, and more.
Yes, that is right. That is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Before we get into our episode, Haru, I wanted to ask you, do you have any relationship to Yoasobi?
Yoasobi, I just know the song Yoru ni Kakeru, that was very popular last year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I always get confused with Yorushika, which is another Vocaloid, you know. I think that one of them is a vocal producer, like almost same, you know, music style, So like when I listen to the song, I feel like, oh, is this YOASOBI or Yoroshika? And I
That is really funny because I did not even make that connection until you just said that right now. Like, Yeah, I have that same exact, I guess, mistake, or like I get confused in the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And both of them, like, I mean, as I'm sure we will talk about in our list, both of them use really like, they draw from like anime aesthetics to make their music videos and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, today we will be featuring YOASOBI, so let's try and get our brains in the right place to enjoy them. Well, before we get into it, I have a short announcement for all of our listeners. Japan Top 10 will be celebrating a huge milestone in our episodic career, and that will be our 400th episode, which will happen here in October. So, if you are willing to participate in our 400th episode, we really encourage that you check out our website for details on how you can fully join in the celebration of this huge, huge event for us. So, the deadline to participate will be October 1st, 2021. And again, you can find full details on our website, that's jtop10.jp, for how you can participate and join in, I mean, hopefully one of your favorite podcasts celebrating their 400th episode. Well, our 2021 annual listener survey is out. And if you give us just 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, we will in turn give you the chance to win a $100 US gift card to a retailer of your choice. So, for full details on how you can participate in the survey and win a chance to win $100, please visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details. September is the last month to enter, so make sure to get your chances in and submit your survey to us. Thank you so much.
The next YOASOBI song we have is Sangenshoku or RGB from 2021.
Number 4.
ここでもう一度出会えたんだよ僕ら繋がって
Genshoku is used in the NTT Docomo mobile service Ahamo advertisement. The song is based on the novel RGB by Yuichiro Komikado. The song centers around three childhood friends that became distanced but reunite as adults. Ayase comments that he incorporated into the song the message, even in a world where we can't freely meet those that we want to meet, people are still connected through the threads of their relationships.
Wow, that is a very good message for our pandemic times. Yeah. So, this music video was animated by Cloverworks, and they are a well-known anime studio that animated popular series like Persona 5 and The Promised Neverland.
YOASOBI released an English version for their song on the radio show YOASOBI's All Night Nippon on July 13th, 2021. It's also released on YouTube as well.
I could gush, like I could just go on and on about all of the videos, but again, this video, it's just so clean, the animation.
Yeah,
it's so pretty, and I love the style of, I don't know if you're familiar, but Persona 5's characters are really cool, and I think that they really portrayed the story of these characters well with that kind of style of animation.
Do you notice that like RGB represent like red, green, and blue?
Yeah, and then I think you're probably gonna say throughout the story the different colors, right?
Yeah, then I searched about a song and it says the RGB represents the three primary colors of light. So like when mixing those three colors of light, then become white light.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
Then the last part of the lyrics. So in English, it says the story begins with the white morning sunshine.
So
it's all connected. And before the line, it's like they mention about the three each colors. For example, even the setting red sun, we look up at once, and the blue days of youth we have spent together, and like the way the greens will always sprout.
Oh, wow. That I didn't even realize that there was this whole other connection going on. Oh, that's really cool. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, in the end, all of those come together to coalesce into the white light of the morning. Oh, well, I mean, I know our listeners are quite lucky because they get a whole broad swath of information about color theory and different topics whenever we get on the mic. Oh, well, thank you for sharing that, for looking that up and sharing that. I hadn't paid as close attention to the lyrics, actually.
Oh, it's okay. I just search YOASOBI in your song, so yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, without further ado, let's bring it to another YOASOBI song.
Number three,
Kaibutsu from
染み付いている裏側の世界。
ること誰も悲しませずに生きることはみ出さずまっすぐに生きることそれが間違わないで生きることありのまま生きることが正義か魂魂生きるのは正義か僕のあるべき姿とは何だ本当の僕は何者なんだ教えてくれよ答えのない世界の中でああ願ってるんだよ不器用だけれどいつまでも君とただ笑っていたいからああ跳ねる心臓が体揺らし叫ぶんだよ今こそ動き出せああ弱い自分を何度でもずっと食らい尽くすこの間違いだらけの世界の中君には笑ってほしいからもう誰も泣かないよ強く強くなりたいんだよ僕が僕でいられるように ただ君を守るそのために走る走る走るんだよ僕の中の僕を超える
Kaibutsu is the opening song to Beastars' second season. Along with Yasashi Suisei, it was the first time that the duo had made a song for an anime. And actually, in an interview with anime news website, Risuani, Ayase stated that the song expresses Negoshi, who is the main character of Beastars, complicated emotions.And tried to give a dodgy, suspicious, eerie vibe to match what happens in the second season of Beastars. So Beastars creator, Paru Itagaki, praised the song, saying that he was surprised that the music could be made to match and convey the thoughts he had when creating Beastars so well.
The vocalist Ikura mentioned that the recording for this song was a real challenge and the duo had to discuss straying from her original singing style for just this song.And this song also has an English version released in July 2021.
I was actually going to say, I'm right there with Ikura in talking about this is quite a different vibe and different style of music compared to pretty much anything else on our list of YOASOBI songs today. I think, I don't know about you, but I felt in many of their songs, especially maybe Harujion, I really feel this, like, the Vocaloid kind of, like, the same, you know, characteristics that are common in many Vocaloid songs. I could hear it in that song especially, but...This song is really different from that, I think. Anyways, it's always good for artists to get a good variety in their music, and I think this is just another example.
And I noticed in the music video, there is a rabbit girl, and her name is Haru.
So yes, that's right.
So I was, like, you know, like when I watched the music video, it's like, I don't remember the...But, like, you know, like, there's, like, Haru, blah, 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 and, her name is Haru.
Yeah, I completely forgot. Yeah, Haru, you, your name is famous in the Beastars anime. Yes, but, yeah, I think, I think, Haru has a very dramatic time in Beastars, so I hope that you don't have as much drama in your life.
Okay.The next song is probably my most favorite song of YOASOBI, which is Yoru ni Kakeru or Into the Night from 2019.
Number 2.
Shizumu youni tokete yuku youni た僕の目に映る君は綺麗だ明けない夜にこぼれた涙も君の笑顔
YOASOBI's first song, Yoru ni Kakeru, or Into the Night, is based on Thanatos no Yuwaku, in English, an invitation from Thanatos. The story is about a woman who repeatedly wants to die, entranced by the death god, Thanatos. From the perspective of the man who loves her and repeatedly prevents her from committing suicide.
The story itself carries a serious tone on the view of life and death, but...In an interview with Billboard Japan, Ayase says that he purposely made the song catchy and pop-like rather than gloomy to express the grotesque side within beauty and cuteness. On the other hand, Ikura says that she kept her vocals more neutral to maintain the tone of the original work and also to reflect the complicated emotions the protagonist experienced, seeing someone he loves being entranced with someone else, Death or Thanatos.
They released an English version recently on July 1st this year, 2021, which was well received by their international fans. The English translated lyrics were particularly of note since they managed to translate the song in a way where part of it still sounded like the original Japanese version. And I have some examples. And so the first one is the first one in Japanese is Shizumu Yoni, like Shizumu Yoni.Then in English, it's a seize a move, you are on me. So it sounds like seize a move, you're on me. It really sounds similar.
That does sound really similar, actually.
And main chorus part is also similar as well. In Japanese, sawagashi hibi ni. In English, it's saw what got seen hid beneath. So it sounds like sawagashi hibi beneath.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
No, that was, yes. I think everyone owes you some money for that free performance. No, but that is clever. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because of ISA's background with Vocaloid, because I know, like, with Vocaloid, it's not necessarily just Japanese phonetics that you can use, like, English as well. So, like, Hatsune Miku, for example, she can sing in many different languages. So I wonder if he was able to, like, make the lyrics like that to fit because of his experience or something.
I saw that there is a translator for Yoroshiku.No, Yoroshika じゃない YOASOBI
YOASOBI Yes, for YOASOBI Ah, okay, so they have a translator、I see I was also going to ask Did you see the Kohaku Utagasen The performance of this song?
Actually, I don't I didn't watch、no. Kohaku last year
Well, that is completely okay、But It was actually, I'm actually realizing now the setting has way more importance. So they were one of the performances that took place in another location, like a different stage. And their stage was like a library almost, and it had all these books and desks, and it was like, it was really cool. It was like floor to ceiling, basically stacks and stacks of books, like a really old, cool library. And they were singing, Yoru ni Kakeru inside of it. And I think, I guess I didn't realize until we were talking all about YOASOBI today that that was probably in reference to the fact that they make all their stories, all their songs based on stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, like the theme of books, and their EP is the book. So, like, it's all about literature, and that's why they were singing inside of, like, a library, I guess.
Oh, nice. I saw the article that Kohaku was their first time to perform on TV show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. I think I had heard that as well at the time. I remember maybe the next day or something on the news they said, yeah, it was their debut.
Mm.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, YOASOBI. Not Yorushika, YOASOBI. Yes, no, YOASOBI has done a lot of very cool things, including that performance of Yoru ni Kakeru.
When I wanted to watch the music video on YouTube, and it says the music video has been like age restricted. Mm-hmm. So like when we push allow to watch, it's okay if we can watch. But you know, since this music video and the song is about suicide, it's not for children, I guess. So like there is like still restriction to watch.
Yeah, I was actually surprised too, and I had the same experience. I was actually confused because I didn't know and much about the backstory about the Thanatos no Yuaku. Like I didn't know anything about that. So I was kind of curious why there was an age restriction.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course it is. It's such a heavy subject, and yeah, I think it's so interesting that you like. I think ISA said it best when he said that he didn't want to make it like lean into the gloomy side. He made it more poppy because I never got the idea that this was a song about death or anything from just listening to it on the radio or whatever. So, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, we are coming to the end of our time with YOASOBI, but I hope that everyone has enjoyed their journey with us so far. But without further ado, I'd like to bring us to the very last song of our list, and that is Nobureta, or Love Letter, from 2021.
Number 1.
初めまして大好きな音楽へずっと考えてたことどうか聞いてほしくって伝えたいことがちょっと照れくさいけれどずっと思っていたことこんなお手紙に込めてどんな時もあなたの言葉声を聞いているだけで力が湧いてくるんだ辛いくらい痛い日もあるけどねあなたに触れるだけで気づけばこの世界が色鮮やかになる花が咲くように笑って泣いてどんな時だって選んでいいんだいつでも自由に今日はどんなあなたに出会えるかなこの世界が終わるその日までなり続けていて
の素直な言葉だから
もしもあなたに出会えてなかったらなんて思うだけで怖いほど大好きなんだ。受け取ってどうか私の思いを。さあ笑って泣いてそんな毎日を歩いてくんだ。いつもいつまでも辛いくらい痛いこともたくさんあるけど、この世界はいつでもどこでも音楽で溢れてる。目の前のことも将来のことも不安になってどうしたらいいの。わかんなくって迷う。
Navureta is one of Yoasobi's newest songs, and it was actually just released August 9th. Wow, that is very, that was very recently of this year.
The song is based on a letter sent by 6th grader Hatsune titled Ongakusange, or To Music, which won the Letter Song Project competition. This competition was a collaboration between Yoasobi and the Japan Post Service to write a song based on a letter sent in from a listener with the theme of arigato, or thank you.
Ikura commented that the song combines both Yoasobi's own love towards music and Hatsune's straightforward and powerful feelings.
Hatsune also commented that she was really happy to hear her thoughts being shaped into her favorite type of music, Yoasobi. She particularly liked the lyric, crying and laughing, even on those kinds of everydays too, we will keep working on always.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh. Well, I mean, what a perfect way to end. We get to end on a really lovely note, tying up all of our good feelings to music.
Yeah.
Ongaku-san. And yeah, I think I really am excited to see the future of Yoasobi if this song is to, you know, provide any hints to the direction they're going. I think they still have a lot of good song making under their belt.
Yeah.
I guess out of our songs here today, Haru, did you have any, was there any one that stood out outside of Yoru ni Kakeru? I know you said that was your favorite.
Yeah.
So
I read some article about Yoasobi because I didn't know much about them. And I found an interesting topic. So it's about why Japanese people love Yoasobi.
Mm.
And one of the reasons is like they use an authentic J-pop code. The one of the example is called Just the Two of Us code. It's a very popular code in J-pop.
Mm-hmm.
So like the code made us feel really like nostalgic or melancholic. Yoasobi is very like newest type of artist in J-pop, but also like they use authentic musical method to create music. Like it's interesting to listen, you know, your songs, I guess.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm exposing that I didn't know much about Yoasobi beforehand, but yeah, that's actually wonderful. Like, I think it's always very cool to see new J-pop artists link into, yeah, like the history of music and music theory in that way. Because like, even if we're not conscious of it, it helps connect us as a listener to both new music and older music, because we can, maybe if you hear a Yoasobi song, then you might go, oh, that reminds me of this song that I used to listen to when I was a kid all the time. And then you go seek out other artists, but then it also keeps you coming back to Yoasobi because they're making music that keeps those same good feelings going, just like you said. So that's really interesting. Funny how music affects our psychology like that.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we can take all of our good feelings and keep listening to the songs here and hope for more Yoasobi in the future. But until then, you can keep listening to our podcasts. And more specifically, you can catch Kirby and our brand new hosts. Shanna will join you in a week from now to bring you a brand new Top 10 episode for the month of September 2021. So look forward to getting to enjoy those two, bringing you some new music outside of, well, maybe Yoasobi will be there, but but at least, yeah, some new J-pop hits for you to enjoy. So until then, we hope that everyone stays safe and continues to enjoy the end of summer, and we will catch you on the next J-Top 10 Countdown. Thanks for listening, and 자네!
사요나라!
Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast.